Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with sincere hearts to confess our sins to God our Father, and to plead in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for his forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord,
and you forgave the guilt of my sin. All-powerful God, merciful Father, I, a poor, pitiful sinner, confess to you all my sins and unrighteousness. By them I have continually offended you, and fairly deserve your punishment, both now and eternally. But from my heart I am sorry for them, and I sincerely repent of them, and I pray you, in your limitless mercy, for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
A huge multitude that no one could count stood before the throne and before the Lamb,
clothed in white robes, with palms in their hands.
And they shouted aloud, Salvation belongs to our God, upon the throne, and to the Lamb. O rejoice in the Lord, you righteous.
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. To God on high. Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you were dead. Now you are alive forever. Strengthen us who must die soon, so that we turn from our sins and follow you through this world, and then follow on, through death, into life everlasting. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of Job, the 19th chapter. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, O you, my friends, for the hand of God has touched me. Why did you, like God, pursue me? Why are you not satisfied with my flesh? Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth, and after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
He leadeth me beside the still waters.
He restoreth my soul.
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies.
Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life,
and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
The reading from the letters is from St. Paul's letter to the church in Rome, the 8th chapter. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand.
Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead.
To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 5th chapter. Glory be to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment. I can do nothing on my own. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
God has made us his people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Kim, Kelly, Keith, family and friends of Janet Lipke, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. My first hint that something was really wrong came after church on Sunday, August 28th. As I left church that Sunday, someone mentioned that it was now the second Sunday in a row that Janet had missed. An hour or two later, I got the text from Kelly. Sometimes we get worse before we get better. That's what has been rolling around in my mind for the last 2 weeks. That's how it seemed to go for Janet. She would get worse. That lengthy stay in the hospital right after Irv died, and then she would get better. She would get worse. Her hospital stay a year ago, followed by the transfer to life care in Leominster, and worse still, she actually didn't think that she would get better. There's a memorable visit, I think it was September 30th of last year, 2021, when I went to life care in Leominster, and Janet was laying in bed and barely opened her eyes. There were no obvious major health issues at that moment, but she was clearly depressed, discouraged, and ready to die. So after a brief devotion, I bent down and I kissed her on the forehead, wondering if I would ever see her again in this life. And then she got better. She got better enough with help to return home. And more than once over the last year, when I would see her, she would laugh about that moment, saying, "I think I almost scared Pastor to death." She got so much better, in fact, that she drove herself to church for a couple of Sundays in August, and everything felt normal again. Sometimes we get worse before we get better. But she did get worse again, unexpectedly and quickly. And this time, she didn't get better. Her heart was struggling. Her kidneys were failing. Our hope dwindled. I joined the family to commend her to God. And her last hour came. Her last hour, when our dear Father in heaven took her from this valley of sorrow to himself in heaven. An hour for which she had been waiting and longing and was ready. As I think about that moment, though, I'm reminded that it could have been even worse than that. And for so many, it is. How will it be for you? We all know that death is coming, no matter how much we want to deny it. And when I say it could have been worse, I don't mean it could have been a worse illness or longer illness or years spent in assisted living or nursing homes. I know those things are hard. But the worst I mean is this. When the last hour comes and someone dies without Jesus Christ, without the forgiveness of sins, without the promise of eternal life, without the hope of the resurrection on the last day, that is even worse. And Janet did not die like that. She died better. We know that what looks worse to us right now, Janet being gone, was the beginning of better for her. She believed in her Lord Jesus Christ, and she loved her Lord Jesus Christ, and she looked forward to being with her Lord Jesus Christ, although I know she also looked forward to being with all of you and with her dogs and watching the Red Sox and being here at church. But she looked forward to that even more. And I can say with confidence that now she is with him. How will it be for you when your last hour comes? Do you believe and confess these things as well? She believed the promises that God made in Holy Scripture. And I don't just mean that she believed in her heart. She certainly did. But she also believed them in a lot in her life. A life that led her here to church every Sunday when she was well. A life that led her to sit right about where you are, CJ, every single Sunday, and to befriend everyone who would sit around her, whether she knew them for years or only for moments. That faith led her to rejoice in her baptism. That faith led her to delight in God's word, to welcome me whenever she couldn't make it and I visited her at home. A faith that led her to cherish the holy communion of Christ's body and blood. She had the confidence of Job, whom we heard in our first reading, who said in the midst of his sufferings, and here we can think also of a worse before it got better, because Job lost everything. He lost his children. He lost his worldly goods. He lost his physical health. And yet Job said this, "I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin," Job says, "after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God." Things were worse for Job, but he knew they would get better. Even if he lay in the grave, even if his body was dust and ashes, he knew there was better ahead because he could look ahead to the one who was his Redeemer, who would lay down his life for him and for Janet and for you. Or St. Paul, as we heard in our second reading, who mentions a lot of things that are worse and then what is better. He mentions tribulation and distress and persecution and famine and nakedness and danger and sword. He mentions death and demons and judgment and depths. And St. Paul experienced much of that. But he also confessed what is better. If God is for us, who can be against us? And I say these words knowing that we are gathered here because death has grabbed someone we love. Yet we believe and confess that if God is for us, and that he is, no one can be against us. And how do we know that God is for us? How do we know that God is for Janet? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not graciously with him give us all things? We know that God is for us because he did not spare his own son, Jesus Christ, but sent him to death on the cross because God so loved the world and Janet and you, that he wanted no one to live or die without faith in him. And so St. Paul goes on, Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. I know that my Redeemer lives. He lives, and he intercedes, and he receives into his arms and his presence those who die with faith in him. So that we can say that nothing, not even death, is able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And it was not able to separate Janet from his love either. Our Redeemer has come, and he has paid the price. He suffered death upon the cross that we might be and remain his always, and that Janet might be his as well. And our Lord Jesus Christ in the gospel reading said this. He said, I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. We believe that Janet, who heard and believed his word, though she died, yet she lives with him. She has passed into life. It is not worse for her. It is better. And Jesus gave this promise. He said, the hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. It will get even better for her and for us. Because Jesus promised a day when, risen from the dead, he would return in glory, and his voice would break open every tomb and raise all who are dead, those who believe in him, like Janet, to life in a resurrected body forever. Indeed, we know that our Lord will do this because he did it. He did it with Lazarus, who was laid in the grave and raised after 4 days. He did it with the widow of Nain's son, who was being taken out for burial, and he stopped that train and made that boy sit up and gave him back to his mother. And we know that it's true because Jesus himself, on the third day, rose from the dead. Death cannot hold Christ, and death cannot hold those whom Christ loves. Death cannot have Janet. And these are the things that Janet believed. These are the things that mattered most to her. These are the things that gave Janet the confidence to trust that when her last hour come, it would not be worse for her, but it would be better for her. And so we believe still. Dear Janet, 7.5 years that I've known her, a staple of this congregation, one of those members who seemed like she had been here forever, and one of those members who seemed like she would be here forever. Like I said, every time something knocked her down, she seemed to bounce back up. And that still felt true even in the last year, even when she was mostly home. And of course, we can never forget that when she was here, she never came alone. She always brought her banana bars. If you want the recipe, Kelly will share it. But the secret ingredient no one has yet figured out. Whenever we came to church, we could count on Janet being here. We could count on her being in the pew, being in the kitchen. We could count on her being welcoming and friendly and giving us a smile, putting her arm around the new person sitting next to her. She is not here now. She is with our Lord. But we also are with our Lord right now as we hear his word. There is no place in this life where we will be closer to Janet or to those whom we love who have died in Christ than when we are with Christ, hearing his word, receiving his gifts, gathered around his altar. We live by faith, and we walk by faith, but Janet now lives by sight, and she has gone from worse to better with the best yet to come. And may God grant that for us as well, that when we go from worse, it will be then to better, and then to the best of the resurrection to life on the last day. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Before the prayers, I do want to invite all who are gathered to join after the service, join the family for a reception and meal downstairs. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead.
Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give to the family of our sister Janet and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Dear Lord Jesus, hear your disciples as we pray, for we long to leave and be with you, which is far better. When we are with you, we need nothing else on earth, but we are always with you. You lead us by the hand, you guide us with your counsel, and afterward, you will take us into glory. In your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. How beautiful is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! Our souls long, they ache, for the courts of the living God. We shall be satisfied when we awake to see your face. Until then, as you have taught us, we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
Thank you.
and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray.
Blessed Lord Jesus, God and Savior, we thank you for every earthly gift you gave to Janet in this world, from life itself to the love of those who are gathered here now, and for every gift, earthly and heavenly, that you gave to us through her, especially through her life as a wife, mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, and sister in Christ. But above all, we thank you that you loved her and carried her sins in your own body on the cross, and that you rose from your grave to find her, and through your church held out to her your wounded hands, and through your word and sacraments gave her forgiveness of all her sins and eternal life. O Christ, judge and master of us all, grant that all of us who loved her here may now look to your love, that we may grasp your hands, scarred for us, and believe and receive your forgiveness. Give each of us grace to follow you in this life, that each of us may also leave this life with you and enter the paradise prepared for those who love you. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bless be the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.